So I guess there's a lesson for anyone who's an artist that could be learned from this, is to paint and to do your art and create your art as you feel inspired, as you feel it within you. And then you can become and be like the Impressionists and learn from them what it really means to be an artist. Hi, this is Anita with 5 Minutes with Art. If many of you are like me, one of my favorite eras of art is the Impressionism era. But what you may not realize, and something which I learned about, is that Impressionism art, when it first came about, was rejected. So the question we're going to answer today is, why was Impressionism art at first rejected? You know, there are many reasons why Impressionism art was at first rejected. And I think there's things that every artist or every person can learn from this. The first thing was that they broke from the long accepted artistic norms. Impressionism art was new. It was something which people weren't used to seeing. It was something which was totally new. And people looked at it and they probably thought, oh, that looks like a child painted it. It looks like my child could have painted that. And so they judged it. It was judged harshly. It broke from the long accepted norm of the days. Edward Degas said this, "A painting requires a little mystery, some vagueness, and some fantasy. When you always make your meaning perfectly plain, you end up boring people." And that was kind of the way a lot of the Impressionists saw it. They felt like the Impressionist artists of the day felt like the art that they were seeing it during their time was kind of boring. It was something that wasn't interesting. They saw their art as something new and exciting. You know, Impressionism art didn't fit what was culturally acceptable. You know, was that nudity in art was acceptable as long as the paintings were from mythology. But if they weren't from mythology, it was no longer acceptable. And so there's sort of this group of these renegade impressionists that were kind of, you know, considered these bohemians. They were changing what would have been culturally acceptable for the day. You know, you could say that they were pushing the cultural norms of society, that, you know, suddenly nudity was in their paintings and other things. And this started to maybe offend some people. This became like, this was, you know, art that they weren't used to, art that they thought was culturally and completely unacceptable. You know, Impressionist art was the start of art distancing itself from reality. You know, that Impressionism art was the beginning when art began to be able to distance itself from what we saw as reality. You know, a person's face no longer had to be exactly the same skin tones. It could actually have other colors on it. The landscape could be changed. The sky could be changed. The reality and how the artist saw the art was more important than actually what was straight in front of them and how real the painting was, how realistic the painting was. You know, the Impressionist artists were not interested in trying to conform to the art of the day. In fact, many of them did just the opposite of that. A great example of that is one of my favorite artists, which is Vincent van Gogh. They continued to explore new areas. You know, Vincent van Gogh said, "I dream my paintings and I paint my dreams." So, you know, a great example of that was his painting of Starry Night, which is one of the most famous paintings in the world. Of course, that is not actually a realistic painting of a night and a sky, but it is a painting that he saw in his dreams and that speaks to so many people. You know, the Impressionists were also, they were a renegade group of individuals. They were changing art. They were, you know, changing art and the public didn't quite understand it. They didn't understand their style of painting. You know, maybe people didn't know what to do with it in their homes. They, you know, their homes were traditional homes. They wanted to have a traditional piece in their home. So they began to change art. The invention of paint tubes, they could go outside and they could start painting the art outside, also changed it. It was Claude Monet who said, "Try to forget what objects you have before you, a tree, a house, a field, or whatever. Merely think. Here's a little square of blue. Here's an oblong of pink. Here's a streak of yellow, and paint it just as if it looks to you, the exact color and shape, until it gives you your own impression and the scene before you." So, you know, the Impressionist artists were basically, you know, considered kind of renegade artists of their time. And this is one of the reasons why Impressionist art was rejected. But the great story we can learn about this and these Impressionist artists is they did not let them that bothered them. In fact, you know, artists like Van Gogh were only known to have sold maybe one painting his entire lifetime. But he painted because it was something that he felt inside. And today he is, you know, one of the most well-known artists of all times. So I guess there's a lesson for anyone who's an artist that can be learned from this, is to paint and to do your art and create your art as you feel inspired, as you feel it within you. And then you can become and be like the Impressionists and learn from them what it really means to be an artist. Thank you so much for listening to 5 Minutes with Art, and that you will consider to become part of our community by subscribing to our podcast. Thank you so much.